I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. It's Slow Jam Sundays. Y'all know how I give it up on Sunday nights. I pay best in slow jam music, and it's going to be hot. Tonight, we have a two-part mix because it was an hour and 49 minutes by DJ Nightcrawler. He supplied the first hour mix last week, and I can't even lie to y'all. I haven't even heard this one, but when I was cutting it up, that shit was sounding good. So, in and out. How I do. So go ahead, get you something to drink, call your friends over, tell them to listen, flip into something sexy, you and your significant other sit down and have a nice time listening to the music that I'm about to play. This is like a slow, mellow show. This is what I do. This is what I do. I'm on Twitter. I'm having a ball, having a good weekend. I'm having a good week. I'm having a good life. Always got to give the man upstairs the honor and the glory. Because if it wasn't for him, I would not wake up every day, and I would not have the drive and the determination that I have to make it. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into the first part of the mix. And like I said, tonight's mix is sponsored by DJ Nightcrawler, and it's Midnight Passion. That's the name of his series. So here we go.
Hey, this is sexy fleet model Latifa Drink, and I'm rocking with DJ Nightcrawler on Midnight Passion. So relax and let me help you get in the mood. Drop that next song. DJ Nightcrawler.
Girl, I ain't afraid. It's raining inside your bed. No part or dry. Love made you so wet. Your legs, your thighs. And ever since we first met, I want you to
until I'm in so deep it's up to my way. But I promise God I ain't afraid, no, no. It's raining inside your bed, so far or dry. Loving makes you so wet, your lips, your eyes. And ever since we first met, I knew that.
From 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. for the sexiest 2 hours on the net.
It's going around. Y'all been doing your thing. And no matter what I say, it's not gonna just change things. See, I wanna know. No one wants to be cheated on. Can you just keep it real with me?
Been doing. Follow VJ Nightcrawler on Twitter and he will follow back. Follow back.
Today seems like a perfect day to say what I've been wanting to say. Don't worry, baby, it's okay. Everything is just great. I ain't ashamed to say how I feel when it comes down to you. So many ways to communicate. For me, it's only one way. Your phone, get you up on Twitter cause you stay locked on. You even fly a plane, ride it in the sky. But it's better, girl, if
I don't wanna see what you know. Don't you know?
Girl, don't you know? Oh.
On a rendezvous somewhere. Oh.
Leave me alive.
I'm sitting there working on
Can't heaven, can't heaven, was a time when love wasn't chosen. Now I'm just open for more. Now I'm just reaching out for something better than I have before. That ain't about a mind of yours.
In the
To get out, didn't see the words that I said. Gotta keep a naked.
Damn.
second half because it was too long to upload. Hello, Miss Ashton.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
Girl, I'm doing good. Caught up with my homework. Excited about the show. We got so many things going on. New Music Tuesday. We're going to be playing a lot of new music from signed artists, unsigned artists. It's going to be crazy. And it's just cool. And then I just keep looking at my videos about this damn mixtape. And the DJ told me today that the music is on point, the drops is on point. This is my best mixtape ever.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited to hear that.
Man, I almost cried when he told me that. And I'm just like, oh, and then the thing with the Mafia DJs on April the 3rd, and I think that's going to be an ongoing thing. So, man, I just, tonight, tomorrow, just have your pen and pad ready because it's going down. We're making a whole lot of changes for April. We're getting ready for, we're doing our spring cleaning.
Oh, I love it. Nothing like spring cleaning. We're doing that right now. Oh, my goodness.
Some,
so I think you got a great day.
Should
I do what?
Did you get the blast from Rambo?
About what?
About on the train?
Yes. Yes.
Team Ratchet!
I mean, who could be surprised nowadays?
Oh, my gosh.
Who could be surprising? He got pictures of him and everything.
Can he put that shit on Instagram? Oh, you can't put it on Instagram. Damn. See, they need to make a hood gram where you could just throw up hood pictures.
Oh, my goodness. That thing will shut down in no time. So much ratchetness
no,
going on.
No, not really. You know what? I'm thinking, like, I'm gonna have to think about that one. That would be so hot. Post the pictures you can't on Instagram on here. Ooh,
oh, my goodness. This is so raunchy.
Ratchet Graham. See, my brain is just wondering, like, so crazy.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. So how is everything with you? How is the clothing line for the little puppies and the doggies coming?
Everything is moving. I got a lot of things going on, too, girl. Oh, my goodness. I'm just so happy for the both of us. The apparel line is moving. I'm looking for some more, you know, designers and people who want to, you know, who aspire to be great, doing something out of the box. Also started helping people with their credit, with some credit repair, trying to hook us people up because, you know, the older you get, the more you're going to need your credit. Oh, man. Helping people with real estate. They want to do real estate investing, having a home, you know, rented out, some residual income, doing things like that. And also started another business, which actually helps lower people's energy rates. And it's just crazy. Everything is just happening. And still do it by acting. Yeah.
I didn't know you was acting. I want to act, but I don't want to do no porn. I don't got time for that.
No.
I don't got time for that.
We really don't have no time for that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Okay. I am actually about to start dating now.
Oh, now that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm actually about to start the act of dating, not just like one person, but going out on different dates to see, you know, who's compatible. Because what I've come to realize is in order for someone to deal with me, we got to be on the same level. Like this year right here, like God is manifesting so many things in my life, and they got to be able to hold on and grasp the roller coaster that I'm about to become. You know what I'm saying? Because the roller coaster is going to be like mad crazy. It's starting to be crazy now. because like I'm going to be transitioning out to a lot of other different things. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, me and a friend of mine that I was like hoping that he would want to settle down was like, yes. But me, I done seen so many good looking dudes here and there. I'm like, I'm just dating. I'm just going to date and see what it's like and be like, oh, I'm going to be a, no, I'm not going to be a player. I'm just going to explore my options to see who's a better fit for me for when the time is right, when God is like, this is it. You're going to settle down and put someone's going to put a ring on it. So, it's going to be crazy.
Well, that's interesting. Time. And now is the perfect time to do that.
Yeah, because it's getting warm. The bikes are coming out. Everything.
Okay, well, then again, now is not the perfect time.
Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of broken hearts.
Man, they'll be all right. Because I'm honest.
Yeah. But you know what? They can't help but love it. It's like you're so fun and so free. People need that in their lives. So many sticks up people's butt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited.
I'm just like, oh.
And
so,
especially
yeah.
After the rave reviews of your blog, there's going to be plenty of people trying to experience Shock Mommy.
Yeah, Tweet fucked me up with what he said about the, like, how he was intrigued and everything. But I was speaking to Mr. Dolby, remember Jerry from the Hype Magazine, the editor? And
yes.
We're going to go ahead and start working on my book in May. I'm going to do
awesome.
Two books. I'm going to do the book of The Essence of Sex, and then I'm going to do my autobiography, and it's going to be Sexy After 40.
Yeah.
Because remember, everything I did in the industry, I did after I was 40.
Mm.
So I'm going to talk about going up and like how I dealt with, you know, being sexually abused, victim of domestic violence, going to prison, and, you know, coming home and going through so many transformations to, you know, going from Pam to P. Diddy to Chalk Mommy.
Oh, wow.
I'm like the Joker. Where can they get a load of me?
You know,
it is going to
I didn't
be
even
crazy.
Know you called yourself P. Diddy. That is funny stuff.
No. What happened was I got that name in Atlanta because when I moved to Atlanta, that's when I first started hustling. And what I was doing was taking EIN numbers and creating credit files for people. And then I started buying cars for drug dealers because we were getting credit files that had good credit. So all a drug dealer had to do was just give me the money. I signed all the paperwork for him. It was like I did the sign and drive. And, like, if you're going to flip it, make your first two payments and then flip the motherfucker, I don't care. It's not coming back on me. It's not coming back on you. So they were saying that I was, like, P. Diddy. I had the keys to the city because I was doing so much. Then my best friend had the credit thing where we could put off paid-off cars or lines of credit on your actual credit file that boosted up your Beacon score. So then we started working with dealerships. So people would pay us to flip the last two numbers of their social or whatever, and then we would sit there, use an address that you've never used before, and run your credit, put the lines of credit on there. We got paid for that. Then we got paid a bird dog fee from the dealership because they were able to get the people in cars with good interest rates, no money down. So it was like a win-win situation. So, yeah, I was doing the damn thing. So, yeah, that's how I got the name P. Diddy. And then it just carried over when I moved back home from Atlanta back to Greensboro, then I started doing my white collar shit, making checks and working them three ways, and they were so official that even the police couldn't tell how, you know, they would, to them, it was just on point. I was just on point with everything. So, you know, that's just how my life was. And, you know, being a weed dealer, you know, I started in the drug game, being a transporter for coke. I used to have keys in the back of my trunk. I didn't give a fuck coming from Florida to North Carolina, straight through. Then I'm like, okay, I can't do this. This is too much time. I get caught like this. Then I went to the weed, and the weed was easier. And what's funny is the first time I did a run for the weed, I got popped. And it's like I had just met the big man, kept my mouth shut. He didn't know me. I didn't know him. But we had always talked about if something happened, he would always take care of me. And the motherfucker took care of me. Once I bonded out of jail, he brought me a new Suburban, and he had me drive all the way to Fresno to sit down and talk to him so he could just be like, yo, I respect you. You are a fucking stand-up person. You can have anything you want. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's crazy. My life is really like a fantasy, like going from, you know, being a high school mother at the age of 15, then getting married when I was 21 to a motherfucker in the military, then going from, you know, being a divorced housewife to, like, having to be on welfare because my ex was just on some bullshit to, fuck this. I came home, started working, then I started hustling. Then, you know, I went to prison, came back, got a good-ass job in Florida, came home, and started this shock mommy shit. Never knew it was going to take off to this, though. So it's just like it's so eventful. Even my prison stays and county jail stays was entertaining. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's going to be quite interesting. Like, people are going to be like, yo, I fuck with her. Like, for real, for real. They fuck with me now. But, like, when I share, like, my pain, my joy, my sorrow, and what it was like to be locked up and my oldest son got shot in the back with a .45 and it went through his heart, and being locked up, not knowing if I was ever going to see my son again, and just keeping my sanity and just putting my trust in God, and just all the things that just happened, like, nobody in the halfway house knew the hell that I was going through. They just saw my eyes being puffy, but they had no idea that I was battling what I was battling at home with my son being on life support and having open heart surgery for 6 hours. It's just like, my faith has always been strong, and it's like, I can't wait. I'm going to go ahead and get this little sex book out the way because it's already written. I just got to go fine-tune up all my blogs. It's going to be a short book. And then I'm going to go to the big shit. And then we're going to make a movie.
No, I can't wait. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, we're going to make a movie. Girl, I'm about to text you, and you about to laugh like shit.
I can't wait. Oh, my goodness.
See, God knew what he was doing when he put us together.
Yeah, just the rest of the world didn't.
I know that's right. So, let's see. We're getting ready to go back to part two. You ready?
Yeah, I'm more than ready.
gonna take a dive into the water deep until I know I please that body, body, ow. Or girl, without a broom, I might just sweep you off your feet and make you wanna tell somebody, body, how I do. Or maybe we can float on top my water bed. You close your eyes as I improv between your legs. Girl, you know I've been up.
sure you tune in every Sunday from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. for the sexiest 2 hours on the
web.
Turn the frown around, in the mug, get it, yeah.
got me saying.
Make sure that I'll be
Your love's just like heaven. eyes shining hot, and your baby blue drop, putting weight on the haters, man. You're the baddest girl on the block, had all the hustlers open from the park to the weedy. They don't know your style, all the things I do, girl, are worth my while. I'll be the man that'll spoil you, diamonds cologne, the ring with the stone, the child in the home, girl.
end of the mix. Oh, man. Damn. What a way to go out.
Yeah, that was great. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Like a true champ. I already got some more mixes from him coming. Oh, my gosh. Damn. That went too fast. See, when you have good music, time just flies.
I can't believe it cut off so abruptly.
Yeah, I think I did that. Trying to cut some shit. Like, So see, now I'm about to do my domesticated duties and listen to music. And then I'm going to get my pen and everything like that.
All right, I'll be here.
I am, I'm getting numbers already. This is crazy. So, we will be back on Tuesday, New Music Tuesday, and we'll be breaking new music, unsigned artists, signed artists, man, like, ooh, girl, I got some music for you on Tuesday. You're going to be like, oh, snap. Now you're going to really be like, oh, shit.
I can't wait. You know I love you on this song.
Oh, gosh, I got to get back to New York. I want to come when it's a little warmer and I can maneuver and be gone all day and, you know, hit everybody up and not be sick. And we can hang out and do things and I can go back to Dave. No, I'm not going back to Dave and Buster's downtown. I'm going somewhere else. They high as fuck. I spent $60 by myself. That ain't good. I need to go to a hood spot.
We definitely will have an itinerary next time.
Oh, yes, most definitely. We're going to work on that now. Because Freaky Ty's yearly, his birthday and event is in May. I might try to come up there for that. My T-shirt's fine. Big D from ATKT's will be up there because he's a lost boy. So this might be kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to keep my little red camera on deck. So every time I travel somewhere, I got my camera so I can make my little homemade videos and take pictures, drop it on my laptop and make more. Because this is the only way people are going to see us.
Speaking of ATKTs, I'm still waiting for my T-shirt.
Did you hit them up and tell them?
For my Chalk Mommy T-shirts? Because I'm taking pictures of them.
Oh, you gotta tell him what colors and what, because he's been so damn busy. Like, you gotta hit him up and tell him, because he's in a T-shirt making mood, because he gotta make T-shirts for this weekend for the event. So tomorrow would be a good day to hit him. And I'll send him a text message because I know he's asleep right now.
Oh, yeah, he's easy to get when I'm getting a hold of him.
Yeah, and fuck at him.
Yeah,
because
I sent you more Twitter.
But
I thought you had to
see a shirt. Oh, tag me so I can go ahead and, whatchamacallit? Be like, ooh, you in trouble. I like doing that. How do I have 5 messages and I cleaned out this damn, oh, Lord. Let me, okay, we're coming back Tuesday night. I'm getting distracted. And Ashton, me and the fireman have been talking via text. You know who the fireman is, right?
I'm here. I'm listening to this crazy. My nephew's still up attacking my dog.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. They're so damn rude.
You know who the fireman is, right?
No.
The flame spitter.
I'm still thinking, trying to figure out who that is.
Who I used to talk to when we stopped talking.
Oh, shut up.
I was very upset.
Got it.
Yes. I'll give you the heads up on that tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. They're not going to wait that long.
Yeah, Max, I'm gonna call you in an hour because I know you'll be up.
Okay.
We will talk to you guys on Tuesday night, 9:30 to 11:30 or later, and join us then. And like I said, New Music Tuesday, new format coming next month. We got a lot of good shit in store for y'all, on air and off the air.
Yes.
Good night.
Thank you again for having me. Good night.